You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in and tuned in all over North America. Whether you're here in the East with me, whether you're hanging out next door in the Midwest, whether you're in the mountains, whether you're in the West Coast, I'm glad that you're here. You can always lock in on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You can get tuned in on SiriusXM channel 158. A big shout out to all the truck drivers out there. And then you can always listen on a smart speaker. If you're inside somewhere, just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard, coming to you live from New York City, helping to hold it down for me while I've been gone over the past week and a half. I'm so thrilled to be back here with you. I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. And so we've already had a busy night to the show. We talked about Damian Lillard and his trade demands, and I guess his demand now is to only be sent to the Miami Heat. Let's see how that works out for him. I think he's most likely to go there. I'm not closing the door on other possibilities. Today, his agent made it be known, or let it be known, that if Damian Lillard doesn't go to Miami, any team that acquires him is going to have a upset, disgruntled, unhappy Damian Lillard. Tough. I think it's going to take a few more months. Chris Paul officially becomes a member of the Golden State Warriors earlier on Thursday. We see DeJounte Murray signing an extension, 4 years, $120 million with the Atlanta Hawks. I told you about Carlton Davis. He believes that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will still compete for a Super Bowl without Tom Brady. I don't know what he's smoking. We talked about all the changes that have gone on at ESPN and how sports media has changed. Right before we went to break, speaking of change, we know that, or maybe you haven't, that there's a new competitor to Twitter, Elon Musk's Twitter. This competitor is Threads by Facebook founder and Instagram owner Mark Zuckerberg. And we just heard from, hey Shep, what's that? Oh, Dana White. I was going to say, what's that bald? I was going to say something not nice, but it's Dana White. That's his name, right?
You mean the guy that masquerades as a great husband? Yeah, that guy.
Oh, ouch. I didn't say that now. And listen, they're going to send me some emails. It's okay. I don't care.
That's David Shepard, not JR.
No, it doesn't matter. I mean, what am I going to say? Like, the guy smacks up his wife on video. And what am I? Oh, Let me not even get started on that guy. But anyway, yeah, Dana White is out here trying to promote an Elon Musk versus Mark Zuckerberg fight. Okay, sure. I'll believe it when I see it, but it's nice to talk about. And then we got more TMZ-worthy nonsense. And this is just the world we live in, where Victor Wembanyama and Britney Spears are not only in the same sentence, they're in the same story that also involves a police report. And this is just, Just like, what world do we live in? I'm going to tell you about Victor Wembanyama and Britney Spears. We're going to get into Belichick and Andy Reid. We got more to get into as the night goes on. I do want to get the phone lines. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk to Wayne. He's calling from right here in Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Wayne?
How you doing, JR?
I'm absolutely amazing. How about you?
I'm doing good. I heard Sam Crenshaw and the other guy that worked for him mentioned your name. They saw you going by in the race the other day.
My ass was not running in that race.
You wasn't running?
Not by a long shot. I was walking by. There's a difference.
Oh, that's what it is then.
Go ahead.
I'm coming on a couple of things.
Yes.
Tom Brady is a winner. When people got Tom Brady on the team, it makes them believe they can win. I don't care how good the team is. Tom Brady brings instant credibility, even at 46, 7, or 50, however old he is. I believe in Tom Brady. But this is what I want to talk about, the Atlanta Hawks.
Okay.
The only way Atlanta Hawks going to win, they're going to have to identify somebody that can put them over the top, and I don't think they're going to be able to pay them in money. Mr. Wrestler probably going to have to give up 1% of his team. I'd give him 1%, 2%. I'd go as high as even what Magic Johnson got, 5%. He can get us a winning team, but he's going to have to be willing to spend some money because right now I think he's just talking when he say he'll go over the salary cap. I don't believe him, to be honest with you.
Well,
and you can't charge exorbitant prices for tickets and keep giving us a run-of-the-mill team. Give us a winner, and we'll pay the price, Mr. Wrestler.
How many games, Wayne, have you been to at State Farm Arena?
A lot of them. I can't even count the ones I've been to.
Okay. I'm asking, have you been recently? I'm in the arena all the time. Have you been recently?
Yes, I've been to some games recently.
Okay. Well, the next time...
I'm very a very disillusioned fan.
Oh, there's a lot.
A multimillionaire, billionaire, talking about what he'll spend, but he ain't spending it.
Okay. Well, for anyone who is not familiar, today the Atlanta Hawks decided to also give a 4-year, $120 million contract to DeJounte Murray, who they acquired in a trade last year for multiple first-round picks. And so I think it was in their best interest to secure DeJounte Murray, or at least, and this is what a lot of people may not understand, it's not so much securing DeJounte Murray and just locking him up, but it's holding him as an asset. If you're going to ask me, at some point over the next, I don't know, 2 to 3 years, I wouldn't be shocked if either DeJounte Murray or Trae Young were moved. It's going to be, or they will be hard-pressed to win anything with these two. As good of a players as they are, I don't think they are the combo to win the Hawks a championship, and that's not where they're at. They're not at championship contention. And where they were a few seasons ago in the Eastern Conference Finals, that was a lot of fool's gold. And so, they will still be competitive, but they're still going to have to make some moves. And I think in time it might involve one of the two of these dudes. So I hear your frustrations, Wayne.
I just got one final thing to say.
Please.
The kid Young, Trae Young, is not a killer. I want a killer. I want somebody to cut your heart out. I want a Michael Jordan type person. Okay. That personality.
Well,
and pay him whatever you need to pay him, Mr. Wrestler.
Okay.
You ain't gonna win with Trae Young. He's not a killer.
Okay.
He's sporadic. Sporadic, erratic, and any other erratic you want to call it.
Well, thank you, Wayne. I think New York Knicks fans might disagree with Trae Young being a killer. Look, if you want to talk about his efficiency, if you want to talk about his size, if you want to talk about his attitude, then I think you might have something there. But he is the type of player who can just go and get you a bucket. So I don't want to qualify him as a killer. There ain't too many Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant guys just walking around. I think Trae Young can win. I think something that he does need to do, and I think it might come in time, or very well it might never come, is for him to be a leader. And I think that is a bigger aspect than his basketball ability. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go from Atlanta to California, and let's talk to Connor. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Connor?
Hey, JR. Great to have you back. Great to talk to you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. So Victor Wembanyama and Britney Spears, it's kind of funny, I guess. My local affiliate was talking about it this morning, and they said that the bodyguard did not know it was Britney Spears. And I guess it's just a whole funny situation. And it just goes to tell you all the interesting things that's happening in the world these days.
Yeah, well, things are very interesting, Connor. And there's nothing more interesting than that. And thank you for calling from Cali. And so, yeah, a lot of us woke up this morning to Victor Wembanyama. He's going to be making his summer league debut in Las Vegas tomorrow night in the same sentence as Britney Spears. And so what happened? Basically, what we learned, Victor Wembanyama was in the Aria Hotel, beautiful hotel out on the strip, and he was walking to catch for dinner. And who happened to also be in the same hallway walking to dinner? Britney Spears. Yes, oops, I did it again. Hit me, baby, one more time. Britney Spears is also in this hotel hallway, and she, like Victor Wembanyama, I would assume, they were being mobbed. And except for Britney Spears recognized this 7'5" giant, and she wanted a photo. She wanted to get his attention. I think there were some reports via TMZ that Britney Spears is a fan of Victor Wembanyama, which I have to kind of go, how and why? I don't. Is Britney Spears sitting down watching French League games? Maybe. And I guess she just wanted some celebrity clout. Even Britney Spears, with her mental issues in the past, et cetera, et cetera, she wanted to take a picture or get Victor Wembanyama's attention. She kind of tapped or grabbed him from behind. And in the process, security for Victor Wembanyama, who happened to be Spurs security, kind of turned around and kind of slapped her away. And reports are saying that he kind of slapped her hand into her own face and she fell back. And Britney Spears is now looking for an apology. And there was a police report. And it's just nonsense. Victor Wembanyama, welcome to America. It took this guy being in the United States for less than 2 weeks before he ends up with nonsense. And for his sake, thank God it's none of that Zion Williamson crap with the ex-porno star and the kid and all his other stuff. But Victor Wembanyama is in the same sentence with Britney Spears. And how about this? Victor Wembanyama actually spoke to the media today after practice. I told you, his summer league debut is going to be Friday night in Vegas. And so Victor Wembanyama actually described to everybody what happened with Britney Spears. Take a listen to this.
I saw the news, obviously, this morning. I woke up to a couple of phone calls. And there was something did happen a little bit when I was walking with some security of the team to some restaurant. We were in a hall. There was a lot of people, so people calling me, obviously. And there was one person who was calling me, but we talked before with the security, don't stop because it's gonna make a crowd. So I couldn't stop. So that person was calling me, sir, and that person grabbed me from behind. So I didn't see what happened because I was walking straight and we told don't stop. But that person grabbed me from behind, not on my shoulder. She grabbed me from behind, and so I just know that the security pushed her away. I don't know with how much force though, but security pushed her away. And I didn't stop to look, so I kept walking and enjoyed a nice dinner.
Like, how far has Britney Spears, I don't want to say fallen. I know she's had her mental health issues and breakdowns, and she's trying to get Wembanyama's attention, sir, out of everybody. And I get it. Maybe she doesn't. Maybe she's not in her right frame of mind. Wouldn't Britney Spears be thinking, hey, people try to grab me and get my attention all the time. Maybe I shouldn't try to grab someone from behind. Like, that didn't occur to her? I guess not. And now she's filing a police report against the Spurs security guard who kind of struck at her, not knowing that it was Britney Spears. And, I mean, this is his job. I don't think he said, let me backhand a woman. And we don't even know where she got hit and all of this. And even so, come on now. Like, Britney Spears, please. And I can't ask for the woman to be reasonable because I don't think Britney Spears is a normal person. Why are you suing a security? Like, what are you filing a police report for? What? Like, what do you want? You're Britney Spears. What do you want money? You just want an apology? Like, what's the point? Like, why are you reaching for anybody from behind? Because you're Britney Spears? Like, go home. Hey, Shep, what? Why is Britney Spears in Vegas? She still got a show out there? Do you know?
To be honest with you, I know she has been performing there for a long time.
I know she had a residency. Right. Is it still going?
To your point, JR, let's be real. We don't even know a whole lot about what he did last year in terms of basketball. We know
the
hype.
She's a fan. Right. She's a fan.
Exactly. It doesn't add up. Britney Spears, I know she was in that, I don't even know the right, conservatorship, right? And that
was her dad. Yeah. Her dad had the money or something.
Yeah. And so that's what really she has been known for. I mean, saving Britney, that's really what her reputation has been the last 5-10 years. And so she has this newfound freedom. But the reality is, this is somebody 20 years ago that when we were growing up, she was arguably the biggest female artist in the world.
Yeah, she was.
From a solo artist perspective.
Nobody cares about Britney Spears now.
Well, so she still has her fans. They're not in the same droves that there were 15, 20 years ago. But with all that being said, JR, she's been in the public eye going back to the Musketeers over 30 years ago. Yeah, I never recall ever seeing her at any sporting event. any sporting conversation, you used to see Halle Berry. I don't know if she does this anymore. You used to see Halle Berry all the time at Laker games, right? You knew she was a basketball fan. I could see Halle Berry doing this. Britney Spears would be the last person I would ever think that would want to interact with Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, does Britney Spears know anybody on the Miami Heat? I mean, probably not.
No, she would. I don't think she would know Jimmy Butler. No, I don't.
I just want Britney Spears, I want to say, to get help. But a police report, like, just count your money, lady. Like, just count your money and do a show and oops, I did it again and hit me, baby, one more time. Am I missing a song? Those are the only two, right?
There's more. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but
I'm a slave for you.
Right. When she made a lot of news is when she actually had fun with Madonna and Christina Aguilera on stage. But in all seriousness, JR,
She dated Justin Timberlake too, right? Weren't they together?
Yeah, and she was actually grilled about that.
She's been grilled.
There was a lot of unnecessary scrutiny that came with dating Justin Timberlake. Diane Sawyer had an interview with her 20 years ago, and she really bombarded her about personal things that she never had any business discussing. There's this empathy that has grown with Britney Spears.
This is what people just need to know about Britney Spears.
Right.
I don't know if it was 10, 15, or 20 years ago. This woman was on Sunset Boulevard with a bald head and an umbrella, flipping out her absolute mind at the paparazzi. And I don't think her brain, she might be a little bit more calmed down now. Like, this lady has been through some things. And so, look, Victor Wembanyama, welcome to the United States of America. If this is the wildest thing that happens to Victor Wembanyama while he is here, while he plays in the NBA for, I don't know, 10, 15, I don't know, about 20 years, however long it is, I hope this is the worst story that he has his name attached to. And he ain't even do nothing. Welcome to America. And for Britney Spears, I mean, well, just damn.
JR?
Just find, please, Britney, find something to do.
I know we're up against it. Can I make one very quick point in her defense?
Go for it.
If you are, I don't care if you are security detail, you have to know there are certain iconic, world-renowned figures, Britney Spears, whatever we think of her, qualifies as being somebody that everybody should know. Unfortunately, we do live in a society where you have to protect your client at all costs. I understand Victor Wembanyama has a target on his back the second he landed in an airport in America. But that is Britney Spears. There does need to be some delicate handling with Britney Spears if she is grabbing your client. I'm not saying you don't protect your client, but to push her and to make sure that she is on the ground in order for your client to keep walking at 7'5", JR, it's also a bad look for the security detail as well.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think it has nothing to do with her being Britney Spears. I mean, the fact of the matter is, anyone who has been around talents like this, and they get pushed around. It doesn't matter if this was Britney Spears from Kansas or Britney from Hollywood or Britney Spears from I got $100 million in the bank or $200 million in the bank. Like, they ain't think about who, what, when, and where. And being the fact that this was Britney Spears, don't have a damn thing to do about it. It's unfortunate that she got struck, to whatever degree she got struck or fell, or whether she got moved and hit herself and fell. I don't know. You put a whole bunch of people in the room, the pushing and shoving and moving. You have no idea what took place. I know what did happen. I know that Britney Spears has unfortunately been out of sorts for a long time. And I know it is just ridiculous to me that she is filing a police report. Hey, Brittany, stay home. Don't grab at strangers with a security detail. But, hey, she ain't all there. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Victor Wembanyama, welcome to America. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR, man? I want to first by saying I love the show and thank you for keeping the show real on so many different topics.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, right before we went to break, we talked about Victor Wembanyama. And yes, there are a lot of folks who are eagerly anticipating his play in the Vegas Summer League tomorrow night as he makes his official NBA debut, albeit it is off-season play, exhibition play. And we did see him put up some crazy numbers against the G League Ignite last season. But now he's a Spur. And so he's in Las Vegas, and he's in Las Vegas, and Britney Spears is also in Vegas, and they're walking into the same restaurant, and Victor Wembanyama is being rushed by and rushed through the crowd now via security, Spurs security, and Britney Spears tries to grab his attention. Sir, sir, trying to grab him, get his attention, and Britney Spears was met with what we don't know was a push away, a shove, by a Spurs security guard who just know that someone reached for him and he pushed them out the way. And so we've heard conflicting stories about whether or not he hit her in the head or he hit her hand and caused her to fall back, and we don't know. The fact is, why are you reaching for this dude? Like, why, you see security is surrounding him. Like, what are you doing? You see that they are moving. I get it. You're Britney Spears. You're in your own world. I'm Britney Spears. I mean, she got a whole song. It's Britney, bitch. I mean, come on. This is – nobody cares. And she got moved out the way, and now she has filed a police report. Expecting what? I do not know. I don't know if she wants an apology here. She has been in her own world with her own mental health issues for a very long time. And I think anyone who's ever been outside, anywhere around celebrities or people of influence, man, the security, they don't play no games with these folks. They don't care who you are. in a lot of cases, they don't know, don't care, don't look. They see someone in the way and they move them. And so it sucks that Britney Spears got on the opposite end of that, but it really didn't matter if it was Britney Spears, you or me. You reaching for Victor Wembanyama, you going to get it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Justin, he's down the road from me. He's calling from Athens, Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, man, what you doing?
I'm talking to you. What's on your mind?
Yeah, clearly, I don't know if anybody said, but I guess she had a blonde moment. I think it's kind of funny that a celebrity doesn't know how to approach another celebrity. But, you know, you don't just reach out and try to grab somebody, like, just because of who you are or where you're at or what you think you are. I've been fortunate enough. I work at Publix, and I've met a couple of somewhat celebrities. And I met David Pollack one time and just walked up, shook his hand, told him, man, loved watching 47 on Sanford Stadium, and one of the best plays I ever saw, probably one of the best plays I've ever seen by one human being be made. And I met I was working on an aisle, straightening up a shelf, and a couple of guys walked by and greeted them, asked them how they were doing. And they went by, and I said, wait a second. And I said, Jake. And the guy turned around. It was Jake Fromm. And I put my fist out there and dapped him up. It was the summertime. I said, man, stay out of trouble, man. You good.
Well, let me ask you this, Justin. Have you ever reached out to a stranger and grabbed them from behind? You ever done that before?
If I did, I don't remember it.
Oh, well, yeah. And then I think if somebody did that to you, what would you do? Would you be all thrilled and happy?
Nah, I'd be like, who the hell's touching me?
There you go.
Where's my security?
There you go. And imagine being 7'5" and having a security for that purpose. It's a wild moment. And you bring up a nice little joke there about that Britney Spears had a blonde moment. Well, she's had her share of issues. Hey, Justin, thank you so much for calling from Athens, Georgia. Let's go from Athens. Let's go all the way to the Pacific Northwest. Let's go to Seattle and talk to David. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, David?
Hey, JR, the absolute honor to talk to you. Longtime listener. I'm not even a super big sports fan, but love that you keep it real, and you're a great person to listen to on the radio.
Thank you, man. What's up?
I actually kind of just wanted to take an angle on this from where would you draw the line on kind of what, like the filing of the police report. I was kind of surprised to hear you say, you know, that's kind of pretty whack that she would do that. Where, you know, at what point would it warrant filing a you know, and I don't know what she did or what went down, the grabbing, there was some pushing. I think somebody said pushing down to the ground, you know, you kind of like, you know, backhanding somebody, you know, at what point do you draw the line regardless of somebody's clout, celebrity, who they are, you and me?
Personally, I don't find it to be a matter of celebrity. If you are or you feel that you have been assaulted, file a police report. If there was an incident there and you want a resolution, file a police report. If you want someone arrested, if you feel like someone has maliciously, intentionally tried to hurt you, if you file a police report, that's the first step in some type of resolution. Do you want an investigation? Do you want someone behind bars? And that's my point. What do you, forget for her level of celebrity, what do you as Britney Spears want in return? Is money going to change your mind? Do you want the San Antonio Spurs and their head of security to write you a check? It's been reported that she just wants an apology. I mean, what is her ultimate goal? It's not to just file a police report. And I think to absolve her of going up and grabbing a stranger who happens to be a high-profile person right now is like, hey, what are you accepting responsibility-wise? I think it's regardless of whether he's 7'5" and he's the biggest NBA prospect on earth, don't grab nobody from behind. That's
sure,
it.
Sure.
Hey, if I'm walking through Publix right now or Wegmans or Wawa, you know what I am not going to do? Hey, sir, I'm not, and then they grab you by the back. Like, I might get shot. and I'm not exaggerating.
Sure. No, yeah.
I might get a bullet in me. That's just facts. I think it's something that we all are taught at a very young age. Hey, keep your hands to yourself. And so, yes, I think it's unfortunate. And the last I looked, I didn't hear any stories about Britney Spears, you know, being bruised or having a broken eye socket or the security guard pummeled her into oblivion. Mm-hmm. Look, he didn't know. He ain't thinking about it. He's thinking about somebody put their hands on this dude. It's my job to make sure that they didn't. Because here's the reality. That didn't necessarily had to have been Britney Spears. That could have been somebody who had something on him. And sure, that comes down to him, the security guard. But that's the last thing that he's thinking about. So I don't think it's about celebrity. I think it's a matter of, well, you, Britney Spears, what do you want as a result of your police report, David? I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, thanks for keeping it real.
No doubt about it. Yeah, that's it. It don't matter. Hey, there are people I see and know all the time that are out. You know what I like to do? Leave people alone. That's it. And sometimes they know who I am. I know who they are. And if I get their attention, I get it. But I ain't grabbing nobody. Nobody. At all. Terribly. You could throw that crap out the window. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to get into Belichick. We'll get into Andy Reid. We're going to get into Josh Allen. I'm going to get into more of your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, first of all, you know, I just want to start off by saying I respect you a lot and I love your show and everything that you do. So just wanted to say mad love and love everything that you do.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, here's your latest Damian Lillard update. 2 hours ago, right when I started the show, he tweets out, "I'm amazed." That's it. Nothing else. I'm amazed, period. Thank you, Damian Lillard. When asked by Portland radio station 750 The Game why he is amazed, Damian Lillard responds by saying, "At how people could know so much and so little at the same time." Oh, so cryptic. Nice. Just where we living right now. Let's see what happens with Damian Lillard. So many reports. Oh, he only wants to go to Miami. His agent makes it clear he only wants to go to Miami. Woj puts out messages that, you know, Utah might want him. It's just nutty. Anyway. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got a lot of calls here on Victor Wembanyama and Britney Spears, this incident that has taken place. Let's go ahead and get on the lines. Jordan is calling from Canada. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Thanks for taking my call, CBS. Not so much JR. I'll keep this concise, candid, and to the point. And hopefully, and I say this with the utmost respect for you, I'm trying to have it. You won't cut me off. I take them bridge.
Too late. 855-212-4CBS. Robert is calling from Colorado. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Robert.
Hi, JR. How are you doing? Nice. I'm on Brittany's side. I hope she files a police report. I hope she sues the security guard. We do not hit women in this country, JR. We do not backhand women and knock them to the ground. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree with you. You don't want to put your hands on anyone in any situation, man or woman. I agree with you 1,000,000%. I actually talked about earlier on in the show about Dana White on video on purpose, just kind of slapping around his wife. And so
I think if you heard that, my stance on any woman having her hands put on her is very clear. Maybe you omitted the part where I said the security guard's job is to secure Victor Wembanyama. If I am Britney Spears, if I am a woman or a man or I'm a whatever the hell you happen to be, if you see security surrounding someone, and I don't think it even matters if there's security there, I don't find it to be a bright idea to go ahead and grab a stranger. Do you?
No, sir. But I still will not agree with being women hit in the face unless it's so obvious that she's going to commit harm to the man.
Well, I think that's where me and you disagree or don't understand. If you think, Robert, and I don't know what planet you're from, if you think that I'm an advocate for women having their hands put on them, then I think you're living on another planet. I think where you and I might disagree is from the security guard's job. I see security guards all the time. I see celebrities all the time. They ain't always, and most times, they ain't looking at what's going on or who, what, when, or where. Is it a man? Is it a woman? Is it Britney Spears? If I see somebody grabbing or someone is a crowd, I may push or move. That's the nature, unfortunately, of what takes place. I have seen it up close and personal a million times. So it has nothing. Let me repeat this again, Robert. Nothing to do with striking a woman. That is besides the point. I think most reasonable human beings would say that that is absolutely disgusting. I don't think that's the point here.
It is the point, though, JR. Women do not get hit. That's the whole point of it. It's different if it was a man.
Well, let me ask you this, Robert. If it were you doing that, or let's say this was Justin Timberlake, would you feel different about it?
If Justin Timberlake touched a guy?
If you replaced Britney Spears here with Justin Timberlake and the same actions took place, would you feel any different?
I would, yes. I would feel that Justin would deserve to be pushed away.
Okay.
Maybe not even struck in the face, but physically pushed away because he's a man.
Okay, Robert. And I think you and I just have very different experiences. I think we both agree that, yeah, a woman should not be struck. My point to you is the security guard for his position, they ain't always looking to see who or what it is. And that's it. It's just the nature of it.
One more thing, JR.
Yes.
I've never seen a security guard ever hit anyone. And I've been in various situations throughout my whole life. I have never seen a security guard strike anyone.
Have you been to Dreas in Vegas?
No, I've never been
okay.
to Vegas.
Have you been, you know, I don't know. Have you been, let's see. Have you been on like the loading dock area of an NBA game following a game?
No, I never have.
Have you been to the ESPY Awards?
No, sir.
Have you been to a private dinner or a television taping?
No, sir.
Okay. These are all places that I have been with high-profile individuals who all have security, where you have crowds of people who are both famous and non-famous. You have people who are looking to make their mark. I'll ask you this. Have you ever been to Vegas on a credential on a fight weekend?
No, sir.
I can only give you my firsthand perspective or experience. You can't find anything that I've said about absolving this gentleman from hitting Britney Spears because she's a woman. That is obvious. That's besides the point. What I'm telling you from my own experiences is everything that I've just shared with you are places that I have been, done, frequented over and over and over and over and over again. Security guards, when you have the potential of being swarmed, they ain't looking to see whether it's a man or a woman at all. That's it. That's it. I think most of us can agree, yeah, don't hit a woman. That's it. The security guard, I don't think he turned around and said, this is a woman. I'm going to whoop her ass now for trying to touch Victor. It didn't work that way. These dudes ain't thinking about that. and we don't know the full details of what exactly happened. We've heard it both ways. So let's stop with the, I hope Britney Spears files for this because she's a woman or this or that. Don't touch nobody. I don't think the security guard's intent was to hurt her or abuse her because she was a woman. The security guard's intent was to move a person away from Victor Wembanyama. I don't know what this man saw or did not see. I would think, or I'd give him the benefit of the doubt, being the San Antonio Spurs head of security, that I would think that he would be able to showcase some type of discretion. This is not a domestic dispute. This is not somebody just beating the hell out of some. Like, let's not push the exaggerations here. 855-212-4CBS. Kelly's calling from Michigan.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I got to agree that, this could have been like a Monica Seles thing where if they get that close to someone, that could have been a knife in Victor's back or something like that. And I don't care if it's Britney Spears or anybody. Obviously, that security guard didn't know who it was, but I think he needs to get a new security team or at least another person because there's no way anyone should get that close to him.
Yeah, I think that might have been an issue. That was the San Antonio Spurs team security. That was the Spurs head of security. And I think anyone I asked about Vegas and a fight weekend, oh, my God, one of the worst things that I hate in any event in Las Vegas is walking through the floor. And most of the people I want to talk to me happen to be coworkers, other people in the industry, et cetera, things like that. And it gets crowded. And imagine a 7'5" dude, and Victor Wembanyama was out there before and after signing autographs. But there does come a point in time where you got to walk, man. Otherwise, you go absolutely nowhere. And then when you have a crowd here, it does become dangerous. And there you kind of walk the fine line. Do you want to keep Victor Wembanyama stuck in his room, sequestered away? Or you want to let this guy just walk to dinner and be a human being? Hey, that's the cost of being a celebrity. And you would think that's something that Britney Spears, she understands. Or maybe not. She's had her issues. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
Summer's always the perfect time to invite your friends and family over for a backyard barbecue. And when you're looking to make your get-together a little better for you, Beyond Meat has you covered. Beyond's products are delicious, simple to cook, and can be added into so many different meals. It's seriously that easy. Like the new Beyond sausages, available in hot Italian style or brat. They're packed with protein, have that true meaty flavor, and sizzle great on the grill, just like you're used to. Plus, they're made with simple, plant-based ingredients that you can feel good about. And the best part, your friends may not even be able to tell. Look for the new Beyond Sausage, now with new meatier taste at your local store. For great recipes and where to buy Beyond Sausage, go to beyondmeat.com. And get ready to summer better with Beyond.
Hey, can you hear me?
Okay, good. Well, so can your potential customers. Right here on your Odyssey station. You might be used to skipping social ads, but you are still listening to me right now. And so are your clients. To learn how to drive more business and how Odyssey can help get your message to your customers, visit stateofaudio.com. That's stateofaudio.com.
BetUS.com is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the chance to cash in on all your favorite sports. Sign up at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS, where the game begins.